He doesn't want this recorded.
Hello?
We don't care.
Okay.
It's recorded.
Okay, just a minute.
So begin.
Let me start it off here. Just a second. We'll continue.
Rewrite
40.
Okay. Just a second. Something funny here, not working. What happened? Well, I don't have to make a backup. You know, I don't do this for you. So why wouldn't that work? QuickTime, we're in the QuickTime. Yep, doesn't say audio recording. Thing broke. Oh, maybe it's because I got, no, it has nothing to do with that.
I thought I heard it say it's recording.
We started a recording, but we're waiting on Bob to back up.
Yeah, I do a backup. Well, if you're fucking with it, I can't make a backup.
We're not doing anything. We're just fixing to deal with legend.
Okay, so we got to speak.
It might be good.
Okay, so here we go. This is rewrite number 40, being recorded on November 9th, copyright 2011, New Grandview Incorporated, all rights reserved. It was starting at 3:44 p.m. Hawaii time. Greetings, Ion.
Good evening.
Evening.
Good evening.
Evening.
Hey, we are here happily. Mm-hmm. And we are about to answer some questions from Steve. You have the floor.
Okay, great. Hello, everyone. I was trying to identify with what Bob disclosed today on the casual show. He said that he had saved the desktop picture of the time frame of which he saved that, and then when he went back, when he'd leave the room or come back, the time would change. So he's identifying with the interaction between the meat sack body and the chip body. Is that correct?
No. He's noticing that there is no time. And the position to notice or know that becomes prolifically significant for Bob. So he can apply what we say or have said or did say into the tactility of what you call the aberrated reality known as experience.
Well, that reminds me of a moment when about a year ago I walked into the house after I had shut down the computer. I walk into the house and the computer's queued up to the cash flow show and it starts playing.
Yes.
And I never even touched the computer.
Yes.
So what I'm saying is basically we can have unfettered access to the chip body now.
Well, but you don't. You don't even have it unfettered access without your children's permission. So don't go there. That's the damn case. So why woo-woo it out? Let's just call it what it is and get on with it.
I have no idea what you're just talking about. My kids' access. What are you talking about? I'm talking about being able to interact with any chip body parameters.
Yeah. And we are too. But yet your vetch in those days was that you didn't even have good access to your computer because your children had more control of it than you.
That's not true. I've had fucking 20 computers. Now, why do you say something like that? I got 10 computers out of my office. I got a computer at home. I got a laptop. I got a fucking BlackBerry. I got every fucking device you want to have access to.
All right. Then conductivity shouldn't be an issue, should it?
Well, I'm just trying to confirm and affirm what we're talking about here. So we have unfettered access to any chip body apparatus that we want.
Remember,
to have
Steve? Remember a year ago, every time I sent you a mega upload, your computer would crash, and you told me that your kids kept playing on the computer
and
crashing your computer.
And you got all that stuff, and you have all that input, and yet you couldn't even receive your own sessions. Interesting.
Remember that, Steve? That happened.
Why would you say something like that?
Well, the hard drive crashes. Hard drives crash all the time.
Oh.
These computers aren't perfect.
Oh.
Oh, that's all he said to me. You blame me
for crashing your computer three times.
You spent $600 in Russian download, upload, fucking mega upload website. And every time I went to go download an Ion session, it would corrupt my hard drive. My hard drive crashed twice.
So apparently the corruption was the trouble. Got it.
Well,
there's
fucking Russian fucking porn stars over there fucking have right every fucking code there is to crash these hard drives.
Cool.
Okay, so in my...
And Sasha's like, okay, jump in quick, because we love you all.
No, Sasha, I'd like to say, Steve, if you have all these computers, what is Ion saying? What did you mean?
That's fair.
That's the question. It never got answered. He said I was fucking, I didn't have access to my own computers. I have no idea what he's talking about.
What we're saying is, specifically, if you are saying that you already have control of your chip body, then your children shouldn't be involved in the conversation regarding you having access to your chip body. That's what we said.
Are they involved in having your access, Steve?
No. We share the whole
So why are you saying that they're involved or they're affected?
You've got 20 fucking computers.
I never said that.
Goddamn share.
I never said that.
He doesn't share them, Ion.
No, we share the home computer.
Well.
That wasn't the question.
Oh, okay. What was the question then, baby?
Fuck you.
Don't get all worked up here, Steve. We're just beginning. You got to be tougher than that.
You're gonna play a game with all this shit, like you got.
Well, we don't know he's playing a game. I'm willing to support on both sides. I'm on your side, and you're just falling Duke down.
Regarding your position, no problem.
Let's find out what the positions are. It's not clear yet, Steve. Not time to get a tantrum yet. I'm on your side to the degree I'm questioning what Ion's saying.
Can I read something?
No, you can't, Sasha. We're dealing with legend.
It applies. It applies completely to what Ion's saying.
Well, I don't even know what we've determined yet. How do we know it applies? Steve,
what is going on, Steve?
Ion, why are you saying that Steve is controlled by his kids?
No, we didn't say that. He was asking a question about unfettered access to the chip body, and we say that you don't have unfettered access to your computers, so much so that you can't even receive the very thing that you are to receive.
No, you didn't mean that's a long time ago. Right? You didn't cite that.
That's why I brought that up to back you up a little bit.
Look, you say he's controlled by his kids. He's not controlled by his kids. He's got 20 computers. So what are you talking about?
That his children have more control of his chip body than he does.
How is that expressed? How could that be? He's got many computers. He doesn't rely on the kids.
Well.
Really? Well. Come on, what are you saying? You're not clear.
That's the point.
What, that you're not clear?
No, that he does not have any control of his chip body. That he's trying to say that he has complete control over.
I never said I had complete control. I said I know it's an anomaly. I wanted to confirm that anomaly. It's similar to Bob's anomaly with freezing the desktop screen and then having the time change when he came back into the room. And when I spent a lot of time on the computer because I write reports. And then occasionally I've noticed that the digits or the fonts on the screen change as I'm looking at them. They just start moving around and shit.
They can, and they do. Yeah.
So what does that mean, exactly? That means that...
Well, not maybe what does it mean. You're wondering if non-physical Ion... Are you having something to do with that, Ion, or is it something else, nothing to do with you?
Well, see, this is like, are you still beating your wife?
No, it isn't. Are you involved or not?
If we say yes...
No, we don't know. You don't know what we're not. We're not going to have any of those judgments. We're mature kids here. So just say what it is.
Then just say no. No, that's fine.
You're not doing that.
That's
well,
right.
Why? What's it? Because we're mature kids. You're going to say no. What if I say we're immature kids? What would you say?
We'd say absolutely.
Oh, okay. There you got a point there, people. We've got a new pattern here.
Okay, so we have an interaction going on here, but we're not really aware of it. Is what you're saying.
Right, that's right. Now, that's right. That's the good part. That's
right.
The good part. Now, here's the news. The news is embrace, engage that position. What we mean by embrace and engage that position is if you're noticing an anomaly in your chip body, give that attention, which you have and you're asking about. Perfect. No problem. Now, once you realize the dynamic of that, the shifting within your chip body that you're not cognizantly aware of until you notice it, and that's not the essence or the Asher or the insidious position that you have dominated, then that's the telltale signs that non-physical is taking advantage of the chip body that you apparently are not. Good. Yes,
so you're saying I'm a first grader and I need to be in high school. You're saying I should be above that level and be able to direct
manipulate the body? No. We say when you get to a word you can't pronounce, to sound it out. That's what we're saying.
You just said a long sentence there, and these people can't get to hear the recording again. We don't know what your preamble was to the punchline. So, Steve, you know what he just said? Try to explain something?
He said to sound out the word, I guess.
No, not just that. The sentence before, the long one, where he mentioned the Escher, which is the seventh ring. When you hear him say Asher, that's the seventh ring, the boomerang in the middle of the angel diagram. But anyways, he made this long thing. Did anybody get what it meant? Did you get what it meant, Sasha?
I'm intrigued that the Asher is the ring that separates the chemical from
frequency.
Frequency, sorry, yeah. So I didn't get what he got said completely. So
I know, and I'm asking Ion, restate it so the humans can at least follow a bit of it.
Interesting.
If this was a recording that they could have access to, then maybe they could. You could say, "Oh, listen to the recording," but they're not going to have access to it. So don't say such long sentences off the bat, so because people aren't getting anything from it. And aren't you trying to match a little bit?
Well, up until we began, yes.
No. Just say, what were you saying? What were you saying about his? He's seeing stuff in his computer.
Yes. If you see stuff in your computer and you know what you're seeing since you have control of your chip. Side of your comfortable knowing with your chip.
Karen, did that? I hit my own sound button. Did that knock out anything? I think Karen's on delay. Let's see.
Yeah, Bob, we had dead air for about 60 seconds.
All participants are now unmuted. All participants are now muted.
So I will go back, Bill. Okay.
That level, I'd be able to direct
manipulate the body? No. We say when you get to a word you can't pronounce, to sound it out. That's what we're saying.
You just said a long sentence there, and these people can't get to hear the recording again. We don't know what your preamble was to the punchline. So, Steve, you know what he just said? Try to explain something?
He said to sound out the word, I guess.
No, not just that. The sentence before, the long one, where he mentioned the Escher, which is the seventh ring. When you hear him say Asher, that's the seventh ring, the boomerang in the middle of the angel diagram. But anyways, he made this long thing. Did anybody get what it meant? Did you get what it meant, Sasha?
I'm intrigued that the Asher is the ring that separates the chemical from
frequency.
Frequency, sorry, yeah. So I didn't get what he got that completely. So
I know, and I'm asking Ion, restate it so the humans can at least follow a bit of it.
Hmm, interesting.
If this was a recording that they could have access to, then maybe they could. You could say, "Oh, listen to the recording," but they're not going to have access to it. So don't say such long sentences off the bat, so because people aren't getting anything from it. And you, aren't you trying to match a little bit?
Well, up until we began, yes.
No. Just say, what were you saying? What's Steve? What were you saying about his? He's seeing stuff in his computer.
Yes. If you see stuff in your computer and you know what you're seeing since you have control of your chip body, no problem. But if you're seeing stuff in your computer that's new or an anomaly or anomalous, oh, fuck, that's too many words. So, Bob, you'll...
No, that's good enough. Then you start saying it's too many. That's it. No, anomalous. Yeah, we got it. If it's anomalous.
Okay. If that's the case, then pay attention. Period.
That's all you're saying. Yeah.
Notice, comma, the position that's outside of your comfortable knowing with your chip body. And if you're finding, comma, this type of position, when we say position, that means any crazy thing in your chip body computer that you didn't instigate, that 99 and 44 one-hundredths percent of the time now, that's us.
Okay, you got that, Steve. So he was there. And that happened a year or so ago when you were running up and down dupes, getting attention for yourself, complaining about everything that was happening, and that you weren't getting enough evidence. You seem to be posting that attitude again this past week. Have you recovered that self? Has the RNA drops worn off?
Well, I've only been using the Renew Cream lately, but I haven't used any drops for about 5 or 6 weeks.
That explains it. How long have you not used the drop, Steve?
Five or six weeks, Bob.
Yeah. I mean, it happened to Michael. His herpes came back. Did we discuss that on the show? I think.
Has nothing to do with free ride, Bob, so get on with it.
Hey, Sasha, did I talk about that last week?
Hold on. Let me finish my point here. My point is, now that the technology's here, now that everyone has access...
What is the technology that's here? Describe this new technology.
Yeah.
That's
well,
here.
What I meant was now that it's available to everyone on this world that exists now.
Many are called viewer children.
What's available, Steve? What you said now?
Everybody has a computer now. Everybody has a BlackBerry and/or computer or an iPod or an iPad or
a
laptop.
And a PSPod and a P-pad. Yes.
Okay, hey, that's what you mean. That's your context. Now everybody's got the digital. What were you going to say?
So now that the merging is occurring now, this is at the precipice of the merge, right? And then we're merging from meat-sack people to body hybrid.
Steve, here's the issue. We don't care if you have 5,000 P-pad 2s.
Going up in the fucking round around the fucking circle instead of answering the fucking questions.
I don't know, Steve. He hasn't said enough to indicate it. So I object to you saying that he's run off yet. So carry on, Ion.
The number of technologies that are merging has nothing to do with your individual interaction with the chip body.
Well, they weren't fucking here 20 years ago. Everybody didn't have a fucking computer 15 years ago. It was only 8 years ago that everybody now has a computer. So now we're interfacing with chip body fucking technology. And
well,
you're
better off
like
then than you are now.
What's that?
You were better off then than you are now.
Yeah, it sounds like Ion's definition of chip body is a bit different than the latest technology. Is that true, Ion?
Then you'd have to describe the anthropomorphic ante that's been upped, wouldn't you, Bob?
Right.
Right. So we don't want to go in circles. But the answer to the question is you were better off when you had to pull the dictionary off the shelf and look up the damn word rather than trust what spell check says, which there, E-I-R or E-R-E, is most apropos, wouldn't
it? Yeah, so you're saying the merge of the chip body to gimbal body is not a condition of the veil lifting, thinning of veil, and merging in ascension.
It's another example of how you've created something that is more powerful than you. And that's where our issue is.
I never said that. That's what my issue is.
We did.
You always fucking putting words in my mouth. I never said that.
We
said it.
You said
I just told my computer.
We said it.
Saying I fucking, I'm giving away my authority to this computer.
I'm saying it. You don't know it, but that's your condition.
Right. And we'll help if you're interested.
Oh, fuck you. I'm done.
There's no reason to say fuck you. There's a reasonable dialogue going on here. You didn't have to have a tantrum now.
Whatever.
No, but fuck it. It's the same thing. You've been doing this for 3,000 hours. You still can't get a straight answer out of him. But
well, maybe that's the message. I understand why you don't get a straight answer, because the process of perception is forever changing.
Exactly. So what was my point? We're changing. We've got a chip body environment that we can interact with, hence by your fucking display today and cash flow about being able to watch the clock move when you left the room and move when you go back in. Let's try to identify with that. He's trying to make it sound like I'm fucking putting this ahead of myself as being submissive to this chip body. That's not what I said at all. I'm saying
is this the way you perform whenever your wife's in the room?
What the fuck does that mean?
Okay. Sorry, Steve. I don't want to distract, but it was just too much of an opportunity to pass it. But
You, Bob.
Yeah. That's right. And 1%er, but Steve, this word merging, we gotta be careful with that. There's hypnosis merging, and then there's, I don't know, ascension, 144,000 double helix merging. Like, you know what, let's define out what area you're saying, agreeing with, and where Ion's not saying it.
What do you mean by showing that the screen on your computer,
The reason I tell these stories, it's got the longest running anomaly, is I think it's fantastic. I think it's pretty significant that Ion can fuck with my computer.
Oh, you're saying it was Ion that screwed with the computer and it wasn't your intention to interact?
I didn't
with
do it. No. Ion said that.
Yeah, fucking Ion. He's going to tell you that you created that. You evoked that, not him.
I know. And then it gets chicken and egg. That's agreed.
No,
but we didn't
say it was Ion that did that.
No. We're right. That's what we said on payday today. If you was listening, baby, if you was listening, you'd have heard that.
Is that in the recorded part they played or some other thing? What did you say, Ion?
Well, just that anomaly was the position that non-physical has moved into the chip body so completely that if you're not going to engage the chip body, your creation, then we will. That's all we're saying.
Right. And Bart, I haven't had a chance to talk to Bart to get the exact details, but he listened to the mum number 30 where I talked about this. I think he listened to it. He said he's having the same thing the last few days. So he quoted October 26th cash flow. I think it is cash flow that Ion said, we now can be forewarned, we're now going to play in your computers. You said that. That's what I thought this was an example of, Steve. He's in my computer playing with the numbers.
It is.
Ion's in your computer.
Yeah.
And yours, too.
Yeah, but you just said you continue to propagate that we can control the chip body with our non-physical.
But you're not. That's the point.
What do you mean I'm not?
You're not controlling it. You're not controlling it.
So I can't.
But you can't.
That's what I'm saying. So why not? Why can't you show us how to do that? Why would I not want to do that?
It's not our job to show you how to be the marvelous God creator that you are.
What the fuck are you doing on the fucking phone right now then, asshole? All you fucking do is fucking ramble on, fucking nobody gets nothing but more questions.
Yeah, that's true. I agree with that objection to that.
Good. So
but I'm still here, Steve. You never know what's going to come next.
Get the Kodak.
You ain't seen nothing yet, Steve. But here's what I say is that your mind verbalizes in English or whatever culture you are. It's that subverb, that verbalization going on in your mind, what do they call it, subvocal? That is the level of your mind that's causing all kinds of issues with you. And so if Ion moves so fast like a quicksand and not one word can you rely on, then you get into a nevermind state. So actually Ion's communicating at a very fast rate. But we're still at the level of hearing English. But he's going to get us to get past hearing English and get the speed of some kind of communication.
Well, the capacity to keep up with your very own creation. That's right. The
so you can't create or you can't. Last year, Bob said you can't create. Now he says you can create through the chip body.
Right. So and now, it gets even better than that. It gets even better than that now. That was then. Now it affects physical as well.
Well, put some fucking digits in my checking account.
You're not worthy.
Oh, okay. Fuck you, neither are you.
We don't require validation.
Yeah, you gotta get Steve back on the other. 6,000 hours. And here's the point, Steve. 6,000 hours where I get credit is I stayed with it even though I didn't know what was being said. When I noticed that it wasn't being said.
All you do is talk about McCullen, fucking this and McCullen.
No, I don't talk. We talk about all kinds of things. I talk about McCullen on Mondays on Mum.
And you channel him on Mondays, too? That was him coming through IM?
Not coming through. I am allowed it. I don't know how, what you say. But, yeah, that was that was McLuhan and Corinne talking to us.
Okay.
McLuhan and his wife.
I think McLuhan's full of shit.
Well, so what? Everybody's full of shit. That's a given.
Exactly. So, there you go.
Keep
talking about McLuhan again.
Well, as Beefheart took the, you know, the platonic attitude, no need to get into bullshit to find out what the bull ate. Well, I don't mind getting into the bullshit.
Obviously.
Yeah. Well, if you don't want to get into bullshit, then, you know, I guess you shouldn't be here.
Well, I'm listening.
Okay. Well, don't complain about the process.
Or complain about the process. We don't mind. We like
playing. Oh, yeah, I forgot. You can do both. Both ends. It's always both ends, Steve.
No, we like playing. We like playing, and if it brings you to a place where you're closer to your place of power, even if it is pointing out that you're getting to that place and or the subtle shifts and dynamics that you're embracing, that's a good day to us. That's not a problem.
Hey, Steve, both in. I'm the most articulate translator of Ion, but also the one who doesn't understand the least or the most or whatever. And plus the end factor, I'm here shining anyways. I wish the same for you.
Well, I'm here. I'm listening.
Hey, you got to be talking, too.
But, I mean, all you guys do is the same fucking horseshit. I mean, you guys don't fucking do anything that you say you're going to do.
Well,
where's
that's
the fucking free energy? Where's the fucking dancing on the fucking clouds? Where's the fucking levitation? I mean, do something.
Well, your images of that stuff may be rather limited. Your images of that levitation may be limited. You think you know you'd recognize it.
Oh.
You think I'd recognize it? What'd you say?
Bob.
Yeah, you can't recognize what's happening.
Bob.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Is it going to
be you? Fuck, what the fuck? All you want to do is talk about McLuhan. And yet,
bullshit. I talked about Zappa all day on the fucking radio.
Yeah, fucking cool
talk.
Oh, don't stop talking about Zappa.
What did you say, Sasha?
Nothing.
No, I'm interested in what you said, Sasha. Not going to bother me. What'd you say?
No, I was thinking that this sounds like the roast that I just listened to yesterday. I was
Yeah, Steve missed the roast. That's what he's been doing on Dupes. He missed the roast. He's been roasting all the way on Dupes. But what did you say about Zappa, Sasha? I want to Santa Claus. I like to know who's naughty and nice.
Time. No. Then I was thinking if I had been the roast.
What did you say, Sasha? Just
let
say
me
what you
talk, Bob.
It's not your turn. I want you to repeat what you said that I didn't hear. You said something about Zappa.
I was just thinking about the roast.
Thinking? What did you say, Sasha?
Listen,
come on, just
let me finish. Let me finish. If I talk really fast like this, then maybe I'll just get my words in.
Welcome to our world, honey.
Would you please just
like
say what you said? Don't try to cover it up or whatever. Just say the words. Did anybody hear?
I'm not going to. I'm gonna get to the part where you have to zap a bit, but you're just gonna have to wait for a second. I was thinking this felt like both. I was thinking, if I had been on the roast, I would have just come around. That's Zappa's full of shit. He's just rocked. I fucking his music.
And you think there would be someone there who would be insulted by that statement? No.
Well, I don't know. There might be somebody there that would be insulted by that statement.
Yeah, maybe James, but he wouldn't say anything.
Good. Okay, Sasha, read your thing now because it does apply.
Okay, I know.
And
is that
Steve,
okay, though, because it is
Steve, don't be surprised that we know this in advance. It's okay. Sasha, go ahead and read your thing now.
Okay, this is
and
from
Bob,
my session.
Bob, we'll come right back to where we were. We won't miss a beat. We won't forget. Promise.
Okay, you said in my session, you set a bond. There is a connection, there is conductivity between physical and non-physical.
There
now,
is.
The connection is with us, but it's all contained within you. If you have this conductivity, you have this power, and you don't plug it in, and you don't use it, and then start benefiting from all of this electricity or power that you're surrounding yourself with.
Okay, stop right there. Stop right there. Steve, did you hear those words she said? And do you have any comment, question, or insertion at this moment, right from there? Okay, Sasha, read it again.
Good, because I'd let this be broken down. You set a bond.
Now, wait. We said you set a bond. So we non-physical told you, Sasha, that you, Sasha, set a bond. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, Bob, you got that?
And would this be the ionic covalent?
No, like what's the definition of bond?
Well,
that's what I was asking.
Well, look it up. What does a bond mean?
Miriam.
Good. Lexicography is a lost art.
Something that binds or restrains.
Binds or restrains. There's more to that, but we like that. So if you, Sasha, create a binding or a restraint, carry on with your sentence.
Can I just say that C is an attractive force that holds together the atoms or groups of atoms in a
molecule? Well, that was the more complete. That was the more complete. But see, the more archaic version is what you were actually getting from the construct of your sentence. That is, while we go around in circles. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you set a bond. There is a
no. Don't use bond. Bob didn't know what that means. Use a restraint, or a restraint, or binding. Use those words so Bob gets it, because otherwise it'll take you all night, dear.
Okay, you set a binding. There's a connection. There is conductivity between physical and non-physical.
You get conductivity, Bob? Bob?
Yes. Okay.
You get conductivity?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, between Sasha and non-physical.
Yeah.
Now, is there a question with that sentence any further so far?
No.
Good. Okay, Sasha, carry on.
Sorry, is this where the Asher, where you mentioned the Asher in your previous sentence?
No. The Asher is, remember, the Asher is the separation between what you call the physical or chemical and the bondings, where the emotions are on the outside or maybe the outer kingdom. And the gates all open except for one. Remember at 9 o'clock, that's the one gate that doesn't open?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the Asher obviously is moving. And that's what binds Sue. This is the part that allows an emotion to be but not come into your physical. The Asher's moving and it sort of blocks and embraces the emotions that you'd like to engage for a predicated outcome. So it will that one gate does not open. Now, we never gave the velocity that the Asher's moving, have we, Sasha?
I don't think so.
Well, we do. We've never said the velocity that the Asher's moving. We said it has 14.